www.newsmax.gov.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program live from Memphis. Thanks to George Bryant, who is the general manager of KWAM. KWAM. As some people call it, KWAM.
I love
there
that.
Must be something.
KWAM.
Where is George? Somebody's bringing George in here. I want him to tell me what the significance. Where's George?
George.
What's the significance? Sit down in front of the microphone for a second.
Hello, Doug.
Hello. Thank you for inviting.
Oh, we're proud to have you here. It's been a great day in Memphis, and love your show, and
Doug hasn't ruined your studio yet, has he, George?
No, he is. He's doing a great job.
Well, Ben Ferguson's going to have some buttons to push when he gets back.
That's
there,
what I was going to have to hear. What they have to say is KWAM is a great set of calls. Been around for a long time. What do you know? What the origin of? I always love to find out what the origin of various callers, because it's usually something connected to the city.
Have a great story I'll tell you real quick. Is of course, you know, the FCC set it up on the west side of the Mississippi River is
right.
where they switched to K.
Right.
Our towers are right on the other side of the river from here in West Memphis, Arkansas. So that's why the K. The radio station was originally set up as KWEM. And it was a lot of blues artists, even Elvis Presley and all, used to come in to the studios, and they'd do live segments. They actually cut records in the studios.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it was always
a... So this radio station has quite a history, too.
It has a really big history in blues. And it was where Sonny Boy Williams used to do a radio show, and people liked that. It was where a lot of the black and white artists sort of merged
together.
And it was a stepping stone to Beale Street. Usually when you got on our station at the time and got a little buzz going, you were then invited to come over to Beale Street and play, which actually paid a lot of money compared to the other work at hand, which was working in the cotton fields.
So Beale Street is, even today, isn't it the entertainment sort of capital of Memphis?
Yes, it everything sort of pivots around that.
Isn't that where the hotel is that I stayed with the duck?
It's a block away.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I remembered about that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Memphis is a great town. Like I was telling you earlier, I love the sunsets over the river. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. We're proud to be part of the community. And,
kind of an agricultural community, you know, what my interest is in the agronomy. So what do we have outside of town when you get away from town? What
huge,
do you have?
Huge farming. If you drive, you know, being a farmer, as you drive around, if you go over to Arkansas, this part's so flat, most beautiful, rich soil you've ever seen.
Right.
And more down in, you know, cotton, soybeans, and a lot of catfish farming going on now.
So we're at the Mississippi, not at the Delta, but there Illinois is to the north.
Right.
We're the farthest most city in Tennessee to the west.
That's correct.
Right over the river is Arkansas.
Right.
And what am I missing?
South is Mississippi.
Mississippi is
DeSoto County, which is one of the largest, fastest growing counties in the state of Mississippi. So we have huge growth there, and Tunica is where we now have casinos, and they're huge.
Really?
Yes.
And how long?
It's just about 45 minutes out of Memphis.
What does that contribute to the economy of this area?
It is. I don't really have the statistics, but I think it's huge. And the other good thing is a lot of the casinos support Memphis charitable events and cultural events.
Mary Cassioli, who is here from the mayor's office, was telling me I didn't realize that Memphis has grown to the point where it is almost in the top 10. It's larger population-wise than Boston and the Sins.
That's right. You know, with all the, you know, with, again, like I mentioned, the Mississippi, the
right.
Arkansas, the Tennessee, all of us are right here in the hub and all contributing. It is fast growing, and it's spread out, though, so much like a lot of other cities' development.
Now, you were telling me earlier about what you have on the radio station. You have me, you have Dave Ramsey, you have Laura Ingram, you have
and we have
Ben Ferguson, who's a local.
Local does a lot of national. He's on CNN a lot. Yeah, and then we have Mark, and he's on Fox. Mark Skoda is another local guy. Yeah, and he's doing a great show, has a huge following. And he's head of the Memphis Tea Party here, and he seems to have become one of their big spokesmen. He's very well-spoken and passionate about what he does.
So how does this play into – you have a couple of other – talk is pretty prevalent in this market.
Right.
So how does the fact – Mary said that there are a lot of progressives or liberals who have moved into Memphis, not like perhaps what you might expect across the rest of the state. How does that impact what the radio world sounds like and politics in general here?
Well, you know, I think that that's a good question. And I mean, you know, my thoughts about that is really that it's amazing in the radio market that is typically more Democratic than it is Republican. But the conservative side seems to be the one that gets the biggest voice.
Really?
And I don't really understand that. On our station, I'm pretty open about that. We have a lot of local shows that also include both sides of the party, but it leans, you know, it seems to, you know, it seems to be the big voice is more conservative.
Well, that's because, and I don't mean to necessarily give kudos to the people who have said before me that liberals are, I mean, that that the conservatives are more entertaining. The current crop of those who are most strident also happen to be the most amusing if they want to be, or most entertaining anyway. The liberals tend to take themselves a little too seriously and therefore don't have fun on the radio. They don't have as much fun, but some of them, like Ed Schultz, is good. If I were in Memphis and I had a radio station, I'd put Ed Schultz on, even though it might not fit with what people would say, well, the rest of the station is this.
Right.
He's an entertaining guy, has a good radio program. That's kind of what you want to have is a good, entertaining radio program. But most of the liberals are, and I think some, sadly, some of the conservatives are getting the same way, too. They're just so, and that's what the debate has been this past week, about how there isn't a lot of merging. I think, and I say this as a long-time radio program guy, if I were in the sense of where we are right now, and I don't know why I'm having this conversation either, but I'm just sort of thinking, if I were running a radio station, especially in a market like this, I'd want to have, and if there isn't any progressive stuff, I'd want to have both sides because that will contribute. What's going to happen sooner rather than later, I think you're going to see in politics, everybody who comes out with something that's really outrageous, that's going to get parsed. It's good word by word by word. That's just the state of where we are, and that's a result of this past week going in the direction that it did. And I think you're going to find that in terms of radio and television, the same sort of thing. Well, you believe. And then as people scrutinize more of the words, these people, the actual words, phrases, what the intent is behind it, the ones who aren't able to hold up, there are three or four who are really good on both sides who can hold up under scrutiny. But then if you start cutting into what some of the others who are not as strong mentally, what they're saying, they can't back it up. So they're going to fall apart. Right. And it'll be embarrassing for the stations that carry them. Anyway, that's my
Doug. Opinion. How much do I owe you for that?
I'm just thinking,
that's great. No, you know, it's an exciting time that we live in, not only in this area but across the United States.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And you have some good, strong stuff here. That is, again, the heritage of the station being what it is. Most of the really good music stations went to talk.
Right.
In the 70s. Is that what WAM?
Yep. Well, you know, that's the thing about it is that entertainment, talk, conversations, as long as we're all talking, things are getting better.
Right. Thank you for inviting
me. You're very welcome.
Nice
Thank you
be
for
here.
Being in Memphis. Yes.
Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Doug Steffen at 15 past on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of KWAM 990 in Memphis. There is a lot of conversation going on behind the scenes. This week, while I'm traveling, we won't do a lot of the, I don't know if we call them ordinary or normal things that we do on the program. But one thing I do want to keep up with is everybody's MetaFast diet. If you can believe, and why wouldn't you believe it? Jennifer's lost 8 pounds.
Since Thursday.
Already, since last Thursday.
Thursday was when I started.
Yep. So you have, now you've been adhering to this.
I'm
not getting on the diet until I get to L.A. because I'm traveling the next 2-3 weeks. And to be on this diet and travel, you just isn't going
to
work.
I hate to naysay you there, but it actually is easy to travel with, Doug, because everything's pretty portable.
Yeah.
It's not as fun because you want to stop at the Waffle House, I know, but but you really could travel with it if you wanted to.
Yeah. Well, maybe what I was thinking what I ought to do is bring some of the pancake mix to the Waffle House and have them mix some of it in.
I'd love to see the bring them. Make sure you get video on that.
Your little packet of pancakes. No, I just ate the pancakes right now. They're really good.
So you mixed the pancake batter and you made it while you were on the air?
In the top of the hour news break, I made it. It literally takes 3 minutes. You shake it three times.
Because I have some pancake batter. I was trying to figure out how to use the pancake batter. Is it milk or is it water? What do you add?
Yeah, everything is water mixable. So anything you're adding anything to, it's all water.
They even send you the cup to mix it with.
They send you the shaker cup. So you take 2 ounces of water, you pour in your pancake mix, shake it 3 times, and dump it into a nonstick skillet. And literally in 3 minutes.
You can probably make waffles with the same stuff.
It says you can. I haven't tried it yet.
It says just use the waffle iron.
All right, so you can listen to Jennifer's enthusiasm, though. She'll lose up to 20 pounds this month sticking to this. You will, too. And the whole thing is so easy and recommended by 20,000 doctors, including our own Dr. Ken. That's why the folks at MetaFast have set up a special connection, MetaFastKen.com. MetaFastKen.com. You'll save $50 if you use Dr. Ken. Enter that in. You can call him toll-free as well, 800-506-4115. Use the Dr. Ken code. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program discount details. MetaFastKen.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Call now.
Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of
you hear the line, walking with my feet 10 feet off of Beale, a reference to Beale Street, which is the main street in Memphis, Tennessee. 24 after the hour at KWAM. Doug Steffen, Richie's in a normal studio in Washington at our controls. Jennifer's along, Clay's along, and also Gwen Harmon is here. She is with the National Civil Rights Museum, which has been in existence for how long, Gwen?
This is our 20th year. We opened in 1991.
Because of the legacy of Martin Luther King here?
The Lorraine Motel is the place where the museum is actually housed. And
that
of course,
was where he was killed.
That was where he was assassinated in 68.
Right. So what has that done to the, either the, and I don't know, maybe enthusiasm isn't the right word, but I sense that here and today, especially the coincidence of me being here and the focus on Martin Luther King Day, and all of the things that he stood for, do people really get it? Do you think today that people really get what he was about?
Today, more than any other day, what we've noticed
I don't mean
is
today,
that,
the 17th of January. I'm talking about in general.
Oh, today, this culture, this American culture.
Right, yes.
I think they are starting, and they're still struggling with trying to get it. You know, we're a complex nation.
We are. That's a nice way. That's a positive way of putting it. Yes, we are.
We're a complex nation and a complex people overall, and we're always seeking and searching for answers. For the museum, we noticed as far as our increased in visitors numbers, after 9/11, we saw a tremendous uptick.
Mm-hmm.
Where other people saw their sites, you know, decrease in numbers, people really started coming more and more to the museum, I think, and seeking answers and also looking for how this nation overcame some of its darkest moments. You know, this country is great because we survived some of the darkest moments in history. So they came back to the museum to see how we survived that 50s and 60s eras of civil rights history in the civil rights movement. They're starting to get it. They realize that Dr. King was not a very complicated man. He spoke about love and equality, and that's it doesn't take a rocket science degree to figure that out.
Why do you think he was so controversial at the time? Less so today, but there's still this controversy attached to him, given the fact that the message was as simple and straightforward as it is.
Yeah, I think it frightened some people that the message was so simple and that it was starting to gather such a large group of cross-section of Americans who started to buy into it. And I think when he started speaking more about the economics of America rather than just civil rights, when you start talking about money in any equation, you know what they say, follow the money? I think that really started to make people nervous because he had started talking more about a poor people's campaign, not a black people's campaign, not a people in the South's campaign.
Right.
But he said that if you lived in America and you were poor, it didn't matter the color of your skin or your ethnicity, you were going to face the same struggles. So he wanted to galvanize the poor people of America together to bring about some really, you know, strategic changes. And that was right before he was assassinated in 68.
In August of 67, in fact, at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, his address was focused on the poor people of America. And that's a big part of what the message is. You just brought it up. But if we go over and spend some time at this center, we're going to be surrounded with this, I'm going to guess.
We're going to be surrounded with actually America's story. And people are amazed when they come to the museum because they think that they're coming to see the King story or the Memphis story or the Southern story. But we are a national institution, so we chronicle America's civil rights movement, which starts in 1619. And we walk you all the way through history up until the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see a little bit of everything about America, and you also get to witness how the other countries, such as South Africa and China and Russia and Poland, were actually paying very close attention to us in the 60s as they started to create their own movements for human rights.
Right. And it had not to do with being black, because their problems weren't black. They were religious or the sectarian, the Georgians and the... that Georgia is probably more struggling than any other
right.
part
There's
of
it. There's a lot of civil unrest going
right.
on there.
Yeah.
So people are amazed when they come and they get to see. And we always tell our first-time visitors, I know you're coming thinking that you're just coming to observe somebody else's story, but I guarantee you when you leave, you will have found your own. And they always do.
Will you stay for a while? Because I think your message is important to the day today. I'd like to have a little more focus on the National Civil Rights Museum. Gwen Harmon is here with Doug at 28 After.
How to avoid those hidden airline fees. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Flying is costly.
You are going to be going to your wallet for just about everything over and above the base fare.
AARP's travel ambassador, Peter Greenberg.
Spirit Air, they're actually charging now up to $45 for a carry-on bag.
Many charges are less obvious.
If you want a window seat, if you want an aisle seat, you may have to pay more. One airline in Europe is actually inaugurating pay toilets.
So pay attention to what's tacked on to that low-cost fare. American Airlines, for example, charges you extra when you board early.
Last year alone, the airlines generated $13.9 billion in ancillary revenue. That's up 43%. And this year, it's going to be bigger than that.
Peter says be proactive. It's the only way to keep your bill from soaring sky high. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Dubai.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program from Memphis. Let me underscore something we were talking about a few minutes ago, and I want to go back to it. The Richard Dreyfuss Initiative, this internet chat that's taking place today on the future of America, inviting people. He has brought in people from both sides, all sides, if you will, politically, and they're going to try to get people to focus on civics and teaching civics in America. It's called A Time for a Talk. If you go to the Dreyfuss, two S's, Dreyfuss, initiative, all one word, .org, the Dreyfuss Initiative.org, I imagine you can Google time.
Well, we have the story at the goodday show.com.
Thank you, Clay. And this is a very important conversation. I want to have some audio, Clay, from this tomorrow so that we can highlight. I would like a lot of what we talk about tomorrow to be a result of what is going on with him today. To be congratulated, we need more of this. We ought to participate in these things much more, all of us, than we have. We cannot forget what we're about. And that's sort of what we're talking about here. Gwen Harmon is with the National Civil Rights Museum here in Memphis at the hotel where Reverend Dr. King was killed. And I'm looking at some of the things that are a part of his legacy. Not that we don't. I remember when I was teaching school, I taught English, but still. On the day before, it wasn't a holiday then. Mm-hmm. It was a day that you would learn, whether it was President's Day, I always took advantage of whatever was going on
right.
to get the students to focus on that discipline as it applied. Okay, so read one of Dr. King's speeches and give me a paragraph on it, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Perfect, yeah.
So, and there's been a controversy that Al Sharpton started about the schools, some schools in the north where there's been a lot of snow. Mm-hmm. They decided they'd have school today. He thinks that ought not to have been the case. I couldn't disagree more. I think that, in fact, it's foolish to have the day off for the reasons that we specify, because we ought to be in school doing what I just suggested. You're not going to talk about Martin Luther King at home. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to the supermarket and get a special on a hamburger. Well, you know what I'm talking about. It becomes a reason for a sale at Sleepy's or something. And it doesn't.
Always.
It doesn't, but it doesn't speak to what the man was about
Absolutely.
Or what we ought to know about this
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. And in Memphis, what we've tried to do, especially with the Civil Rights Museum, is for those students who are out of school, we've worked with the school systems in creating tremendous service days. So we have...
What does that mean? What are you doing?
Students volunteer on that day at the museum. We have about 200 students who will be volunteering, college and high school students, at the museum for this day.
To do what?
They come in. We have 10,000 people who will show up today.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll need
help. And you're
help.
Here with me.
I'm here with you. Hallelujah. I'll be leaving soon. Yeah. But they help everything. They help with the crowd control. They help get people water and drinks, and they help in the gift shop. They help take tickets.
What do they know? What does today's student know about Martin Luther King?
That is the saddest part, I think. Mm-hmm. That's across the board. They know that he was a great speaker. They know that he believed in unity and equality and was nonviolent. They know that he came from Atlanta, and they know that he died in Memphis. So we're trying to get them to go into more depth, learn more about just not King, but those who even came before King, who came after King, and about the whole movement. And how young people especially played a tremendous role in the movement. Now, when King was assassinated, he was only 39.
Yeah.
But he got started when he was 26.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was with the Montgomery bus boycott. That was his first movement.
What do you make of all the people today that are around that lay claim to participating in that? You know, she's laughing already, so she knows.
Oh,
these people who have made careers out of being friends or close to Martin Luther King.
You're
always
going
to have hang around.
We only know, even today, how many people will come to the museum and say, I march with Dr. King. And I'm like, yeah, you and a million other people.
Right, yeah.
But, that's a badge of honor. And it's not to take that lightly. I understand that. But there are some who, you know, how could you know if you did or not, if you, especially for the March on Washington? There were, you know,
so many
hundreds of thousands of people. And they kind of use it as a badge of honor, as an entree into having a, you know, serious conversation about state of the world affairs, whatever. But Dr. King was probably the most, I think, humble, not unassuming man you'd ever want to meet. Understand the man had 4 children when he died. He was bringing home equivalent back then in 68, about $6,000 a year.
Wow.
Every dime that he made, the big dollars, he put back into the movement. He wasn't about the money.
Yeah.
And so we tell a lot of our young people today, if you're thinking that justice, equality, and struggling for people is going to get you rich overnight, become a rapper, because it ain't happening. It ain't happening because it's dedication, it's commitment, and it's working with people who need help the most. And it's not about you. You're not the superstar.
So what? When we have some of these ancillary side issues, the last couple of weeks prior to the tragedy in Tucson, there was a big to-do about the N-word again.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes up all the time. Mm-hmm. Reverend King always referred to his kind as Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the term black had been used much, certainly not African American.
It was just starting to get into that black power in that late 60s.
And it was, but it was construed as negative at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he stayed away and kept the reference to Negro. But today we have these polarizing conversations. That's the old, what do you suppose, when people come up with, what would Jesus do? Well, what would Dr. King, when he got into this kind of stuff, I would have thought he would want to kind of poo-poo it.
Well, you know, his first claim to fame was that he's a Baptist. He was a Baptist minister.
Right.
I mean, that was his livelihood. That was what he was really born here to do. That was to preach the message of love from a biblical standpoint. And I don't believe he would have endorsed anybody using the N-word in levity or in entertainment. The more you hear it, it desensitizes you.
Yeah.
And sometimes a society can become so desensitized that it starts to suffer from within. You start to collapse. And I just think there are certain things that should always be sensitive, that should always be sacred, and that using the N-word is one of those. I don't subscribe to that.
Do you, you grew up in Washington, you said?
I grew up in Mississippi.
In Mississippi, okay.
But
you worked in D.C., right. Growing up in Mississippi, in your own history, the story of Gwen Harmon in terms of what her values are, where do you think your values were shaped? Again, back to maybe this... which I, my sense is this is a conjectured controversy, but your values about who you are, where you came from, what did your mother and father teach you about what you now hold dear and near to you?
That people are people are people. We all pretty much have the same issues. We all pretty much have the same goals, loves, and fears.
Yeah.
I went to school with white children for the first time when I was in the 9th grade.
Really?
Our school system integrated. This was 10 years after Brown versus Board, mind you. And I remember that first.
It took that long
for my school district in Mississippi. Yes. Yeah. And I remember that first day of school. We were all. It was amazing. It was like a movie. You walked into the gymnasium for the first day, and on one side of the gymnasium are all white kids, mm-hmm. and on the other side are all black kids. And the middle of the floor is completely empty. Mm-hmm. And the first thing the administrators did was say, "This is not going to work." So they started calling out class assignments. All ninth graders sit together, and that means we all had to kind of jumble up together, blacks and whites. And it was just, it took us about a week before we started warming up to each other. But you know what the girls started doing, what most girls should do? We started talking about hair.
Right.
You know, what kind of shampoo do you use, what kind of makeup do you use, and what, how do you do that? It was just, sometimes I think if adults would just step out of the way
uh-huh.
and let the kids handle things,
yeah.
we'd be so much better off. And we just started finding that bond as human beings. And if you ask, I think, innocent questions, honest questions without malice, you'll get an honest and innocent answer back. And that's how you start to learn about each other's culture. You have to ask those questions.
I'm envisioning Jennifer Horn, who is very much a part of this program, is listening to this. And I can see you and her sitting.
Yep.
Me too. What about Jennifer? Well, boys.
Right. Yeah. Right.
After the makeup has to come the boys, right?
That's right. Right.
That's what we all have in common. So,
and shoes,
yeah.
probably.
And shoes.
Yeah. Where'd you find those? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So where did we, how does it get so difficult then? If it's all like this, this is easy. How? Who makes it this damn difficult?
Again, we're back to that complex people that we are. And I think we're, I believe, even with all we've seen that's happened in Tucson, I truly believe in the future of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there are too many brilliant people here, and I'm not talking about the politicos and the people who people vote for. There are too many brilliant people who really love America, who look like any other average citizen who really want this country to flourish and to be as great as she can be. So I still have a lot of hope for America and believe in that.
I'm reading the. I have been given the speech
mm-hmm.
that was delivered here in August of 97. And I'm taking apart bits and pieces of it. I'm reading part of it while you and I are having our conversation. And he writes, or he read, he wrote this himself. He said, quote, "I must confess, my friends, the road ahead will not always be smooth. There will be still rocky places of frustration and meandering points of bewilderment. There will be inevitable setbacks here and there. There will be those moments when the buoyancy of hope will be transformed into the fatigue of despair. Our dreams will sometimes be shattered and our ethereal hopes blasted. We may gain with tear-drenched eyes and again have to stand before the bier of some courageous civil rights worker whose life will be snuffed out by the dastardly acts of bloodthirsty mobs. Difficult and painful as that is, we must walk in the days ahead with an audacious faith in the future. And as we continue our chartered course, we may gain consolation in the words so nobly left by the great black bard, who was also a great freedom fighter of yesterday, James Weldon Johnson, who wrote, story the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. We have come over the way that with tears hath been watered. We have come treading our paths through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the bright gleam of our bright eyes is cast." And that, you can go to any number of folks who have been important. I remember, frankly, this reminds me of my youth and learning about some of the great medical advances. Was it George Washington Carver that we, I think, learned about first?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a thing to find somebody who was black who had contributed. It was one of those, oh, wow,
can you
believe it? As if black people weren't capable. Mm-hmm. And this is my upbringing as a kid, growing up in a mm-hmm. diverse community,
mm-hmm.
frankly. There weren't as many black kids my age as there were Puerto Ricans and kids that came from parts of Europe where they didn't have any real knowledge of America. They just kind of, mm-hmm. everybody's thrown it together. But we all get along fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this artificial stuff that's created by the news media. The news media is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I say that on the air all the time. Mm-hmm. The news media is the enemy, becoming more and more So it takes things out of context. And I think that the debates, these contemporary debates, there has to be something more important than the N-word to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I used to be a part of that industry. I started out as a television reporter, investigative reporter, and I did that for about 6 years. And I left the industry.
Did you do it in D.C.?
I did it in Mississippi. Great training ground. Back in the day when, you know, you had to do everything, shoot your own film, edit your own stories, write your own stories, research.
Right. Do it all.
The average story was 3 minutes, not 30 seconds.
Right.
And when I left the industry, I left it when it was starting to make that turn, when it became, as long as we get it first, whether it's right or wrong, let's get it first.
Yep.
I could not be a part of that thinking because information is too important to get it wrong when you're broadcasting to the masses. And you have a valid point because right now it's so competitive. It's like, let's get it on first, whether it's right or wrong. Yeah, well, right. You know, you can't do
that. Well, look at all the mistakes that were made with the Tucson thing.
Yeah.
And now they're all,
she's dead. Oh, she's not.
Right.
But just get it on first.
You have children?
I have one son who's 27.
And how has he done learning all these things that you're teaching?
My son is very unique in that he grew up as a little boy in Mississippi. We moved to Washington, D.C. when he was about 10, and we left D.C. and came to Memphis when he was 14. He went to college. He served in Iraq for 6 months. He's back here in Memphis now. He's always had the kind of household where we teach that very, you know, we teach pride in race, but not racial strife.
He's not
like
different.
That. No. He's very, he thrives on diversity. Mm. He thrives on being around people who are different. And this has been, coming to Memphis from D.C. was very hard for him because he felt D.C. had that cultural mix, whereas Memphis was very black and white.
Yeah.
And he tired of that. Young people tire of that very quickly.
I think here
in Memphis we have a
work.
Yeah, we have a brain drain of young people in Memphis. If they stay and go to college here, if they stay, that's the first thing. They don't return. Mm. If they even go to college here and they leave, they don't return.
Really?
They stay.
But yet the city's growing.
Yeah, the city is growing. Other people are transplanting back. I moved from D.C. to Memphis for a couple of reasons, and it's a very manageable city.
Yeah.
The cost of living is just wonderful. I mean, that sucks you in.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh my God, this is it costs so much less to live here, and it's very manageable. By manageable, I mean our rush hour is 30 minutes.
Really? Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
So it's manageable, cost of living. The people are friendly, very unassuming, laid back, no stress, no, you know, just down home people. And so that part of the city kind of lulls you into that quiet.
You represent that well. You're very friendly. Thank you for being here. Gwen Harmon, who is at the National Civil Rights Museum, another good reason to come visit in Memphis. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
With it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in...
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. And after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
KWAM as the Western Tour with Charlotte and me and Bob goes to Stephenville, Texas tomorrow, then El Paso, on to Albuquerque on Thursday, and into Lake Havasu on Friday, just to keep touch with, keep close to the people who are running the program, the radio stations, the folks who run the stations, the people who listen to the radio stations. It's a cool way for me to be in touch with all of you as much as possible. You can always send your comments, any thoughts you have about what's going on, easily on Facebook, following me there, or Doug at DougStefan.com. In a moment, we're going to meet Ken Hall, who is from Beale Street, arguably the most recognizable part of Memphis for people who are not from Memphis. That's coming up around the corner here on Good Day.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
55 past the hour on Good Day. Ken Hall, as I said, is here representing the folks who have all kinds of, I don't know whether activity is basic. How do you describe Beale Street and what goes on Beale Street for the unwashed?
Beale Street is one of the premier entertainment districts in America. We get somewhere between 4 and 5 million tourists each year down to come not only to the 24 restaurants and clubs, but also there's a large outdoor amphitheater for performing arts, great blues, little jazz, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, though, there's a great deal of history there. What is there that has been brought into, I mean, I'm looking at a list of people,
sure,
or musicians, who may, some of them still be here.
Right.
Some of those older studios, the new studios. There is not a clash, but certainly there's a connection of one, because it is a culture. It's the culture of the 50s and 60s is a heck of a lot different than the culture of the last 10 years, shall we say, musically.
And truly, the musical culture of Beale Street will go back to W.C. Handy around 1910. Then you look at B.B. King, who got his start at amateur night in the Palace Theater. He won enough times where they finally made him go pro. But it's an evolution of music. And we've tied together that musical history from the 1900s through the 50s, through the 70s and 80s, you know, the Sam and Dave, the Isaac Hayes, all the great stacks, with our Beale Street Brass Note Walk of Fame. We've honored 110 people since 1986 with these beautiful, about 20-pound brass notes in the sidewalk.
So like the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Exactly. So there's a walking, tangible legacy for our tourists that come from all over the world to see the blues to understand that connection as to why Beale Street is there in the first place.
Okay. So every year they have there's the big New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Right.
Why don't they have that here? Why? It sounds to me like there's more people from here going down there. Why doesn't Memphis organize something?
Oh, I'll tell you what, and maybe you talked to Joe Whitmer a little earlier today, but February the 1st through the 5th, we have the International Blues Challenge. You'll have a couple of hundred bands, probably from 24 countries. You've never heard blues until you've heard a band from Finland, right?
Yeah.
Coming to Memphis to really make a pilgrimage to the home of the blues to give it their best shot. They have to win a competition in their hometown to get here. There's a article in this week's East Lansing, Michigan newspaper about the band that's going to be able to come to Memphis. So we do have some of those things. In May, there's the Blues Music Awards. Also, Memphis in May, Diane Hampton, who talked to you earlier, has a huge Beale Street Music Festival. We're spread out. I'll say instead of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival once a year, we have a half dozen different things that get people here.
Well, it almost seems like it's improper to have it in New Orleans. Richie McFadden, who's back in the studio, who's a great fan, goes to the New Orleans Jazz Fest every year. I bet Richie, you've never even heard of this.
I've heard of it. I've just not been able to get to it. And one of my things that I need to check off of my list is Beale Street.
Yeah. Well,
you need to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You absolutely do. And other people do as well, because they haven't done a good job of selling in Memphis the way they've done a good job of selling in New Orleans. So I think that's maybe one of the things that we keep in mind as you think about where you might go to have some fun this summer. Maybe Memphis would be a good place for you to keep in mind. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Ken.
Thank you.
Ken Hall from the Beale Street Group. That is very much a part of the culture of Memphis. Booker T. leads us. Booker T. Jones, one of the founding, but he certainly was around here for a long time. Time is tight. Yes, it is, Richard. Matter of fact, it's 59 past the hour. Doug in Memphis. Talk to you tomorrow from Eastern Texas. Charlotte and Bob and I are about to giddy up and get out of here. Richie, thank you. It's 59 after on Good Day.